On this week's episode of the Minnesota Rundown, we discuss the Minnesota Twins' long-awaited opening series against the White Sox, as well as delusional White Sox fans. We dive into the 3M Open happening in Minnesota this weekend. We also hold Bubba accountable for his scandals, including his latest, hashtag Tasergate. And we introduced a new bit called Burning Question of the Week. All that and more on the Minnesota Rundown.
Rose off balance, it doesn't matter because he drilled it. Derek Rose deserves to be an All-Star.
And now, the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes. I am, of course, journalist Jake. I'm joined by Boss Man and Zuch, his first time, well, not your Is this your first time on the Rundown?
It is the first time on the Rundown.
It's the first ever time on the Rundown.
Because his internet is too dog shit. He hasn't been able to make it back when he used Zoom.
I was going to say you're on one of our Wild Takes podcasts, but it was okay. But I mean, it's definitely been a little shoddy, a little shitty. But yeah, it's Monday. We're here for another Minnesota Rundown episode. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad.
Not too bad. I mean, this week's a good week because it kind of came up fast. Like, sports are upon us now. I know we've been talking about it for, like, the last month or two. Now, Twins baseball is back on Friday. They take on the Chicago White Sox. I know they have an exhibition, I think, against the Cubs on Wednesday. But officially, their first game starts on Friday. It's going to be – I'm just glad that baseball's back. You can't go to the game. I mean, you wouldn't anyway, really. They're playing in Chicago. But there's going to be no fans there. But finally, we have something to watch. We have freaking baseball back, and I'm just excited. I'm pumped.
I was watching the scrimmage on Saturday. It was the Yankees versus the Mets. And, you know, like, the first three innings, I was like, hell yeah, baseball's back. I don't care who's playing, blah, blah, blah. By the sixth inning, I'm already like, I'm fucking sick of watching mainstream teams on ESPN. We're the Twins.
It only took
three innings for me to lose appreciation for the fact that baseball's back and get sick of ESPN showing all the mainstream teams. It's like, get this shit off. The Mets are trash.
If you watch ESPN and watch MLB baseball, it's going to be about 20 games of the Red Sox, 20 games of the Yankees, and you're going to get the Mets and the Washington Nationals in there. They never show any teams.
And they always advertise it like Wednesday night baseball. It's like, that's never going to catch on like Monday night football.
Yeah,
like, stop trying to mark. Like,
just, you guys play just, every night of the week.
No,
it's not like football.
Only
you play,
Monday. To watch the Yankees on Wednesday night. No one else is going to watch that shit.
I never got that.
Every team plays 182 games. It's like, I'm not going to watch every game every Wednesday for other teams.
It feels like it's the same six teams cycled in every single year.
You get to see all the teams. Mets, the Cubs, the Yankees, the Red Sox. It's just
the last time you see
so
the Padres
annoying.
Play on,
on Wednesday night baseball. I never got that. Like, they're trying to brand. Can you just say we're airing this game on Wednesday night?
Why aren't the Tampa Bay Rays playing on Thursday night ESPN?
No. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I know that there's only 20 people at the game, but what about the 80 people that'll watch it?
And then going off on that fact, like, the Tampa Bay Rays are going to feel no difference right now with whether there's no fans allowed or not.
I mean, look at the Blue Jays. They don't even get to play at their home stadium. Canada
yeah,
said,
yeah,
no, you don't even get to
play. What's with that? Where are they going to play now?
People are thinking Buffalo, but nobody actually knows.
Buffalo?
The Tampa Bay Tampa Bay is business as usual.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is business as usual.
They're not letting
fans in. They're not even sending out shit to the city that fans aren't even allowed or not even sending out, like...
It's a normal year for
the normal year shit. They're probably still putting tickets online.
It's a normal year.
They're like, we don't need to change anything. We don't need to take any time out of our resources and
energy. We just have to tell the 20 fans that walk in that they have to be 6 feet apart from each other. So we'll put one in each corner of the field.
They actually could probably manage. They could honestly not even tell anybody. They could say fans are welcome, and it would just social distance.
Social distancing will be the only time they get fans in the second deck of that stadium because never fill that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
there's only people
when they're forced to go to the upper deck.
But I mean, since it's Florida, those 20 fans that come in will find a way to get COVID.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So
it's Florida. It weird shit happens in Florida. People do weird shit there, so we'll find a way to get the shit.
Yeah.
Everybody, and getting back to the Twins, everyone's talking about their lineup this year. But yeah. I mean, look at the opening day starters. You got Lucas Giolito and Jose Berrios. Those two are going to have some pitching duels.
Some people are saying Berrios could be Cy Young this year.
We'll see. He always pitches well in the first half of the season.
And we're only going to have a first half of the season.
Luckily, there is only a first half.
Yeah, exactly. Technically, the whole season is first half of a season.
It's going to be very random this year. There's going to be some teams that make the playoffs that you would have never expected just because there's only 60 games.
There's only 60 games, and things change so much. It's like a... You know, it's just like if they cut down on a NASCAR race down to 50 laps.
Right.
It's similar to that kind of thing. Like,
I feel
that.
Like every team can win over 20 games, too, sense. I mean, it's going to be everybody from 22
games
to, like, 35.
Make it exciting, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be just so random.
But it's going to be because this is literally the time of year because they're literally playing as if they literally just start at the end of July. They're going to end right when they did. This is like when teams start making push for a playoff.
It's post-All-Star break. That's what they're doing,
the difference that you will see, though, I feel like when you see baseball from, like, end of March, beginning of April to the first 60 games in June, you have teams playing well, but they take some chances to let guys sit out and stuff. Yep. Now you're going
to
see just 60 games of hardcore, like, just throw everything
pedal to
you
the
got.
Metal.
Yeah.
And the weather's going to be nice. You're not going to see these teams like us in a cold state where our hitters don't really warm up until May.
Right.
You know, I mean, it takes a while because it gets
cold here in April still, rainy nights.
We're going to have 80-degree nights here.
Back
balls
and they're
are going
to be flying
out of the
back
yard.
When the Twins were, like, really bad a few years ago, they were always famous for winning, like, 3 games in May and June and then just walking their way through July.
Yep.
By August, you're like, wait, do we have a chance for the playoffs? I think we do.
Playoffs?
Playoffs? Playoffs? Just trying to win a game.
Money. Yeah, that's how it usually goes. But I'm excited to see – I know that we've been kind of – I know, Zuch, you've been following – the exhibition game. I think it's as tonight that we're recording the Monday night, the White Sox are playing an exhibition game against the Cubs. I know they played with them over the weekend, but the White Sox fans just seem like they're kind of delusional. Like they're tweeting stupid shit.
Yeah, Twitter idiot of the week is just
it's just White Sox fans. Yeah.
I mean, they're playing an exhibition game and these fans are acting like they wrap it up. Everybody World Series already done. White Sox won it.
Place your bets now.
I mean, they're beating the Cubs 5-0 in an exhibition game. It's over, boys. Wrap
it
up. Season's over.
That's it. The team will stay healthy all the way through the whole entire 60-game season.
People don't realize you could see. I mean, what if Sano, Cruz, and Donaldson got COVID? That's about a third
fucked.
Of our season.
Yep.
And
that's
they're
why
done.
Sports are going to be a little more interesting now. But that could play in the Twins' favor. Like, what if Aaron Judge gets coronavirus right before the ALDS?
Right before an ALDS, we might have a chance.
But
put the ring on
we'd
my finger.
We'd still find
now.
A way to lose to the Yankees if that happened
in a sweep. Don't think we're winning a game either. It's in a sweep.
No. It'll be in a sweep again, but we'll see what happens. I know that. I just love. We were looking at that tweet too of a White Sox fan. Like, it's just good
I'll
that they're
that
like.
Up.
Well, there's a couple of them. There's like a guy saying like that shit about, yeah, dude, I'm just glad to finally see them playing like this in a real game. Dude, it's
an exhibition game.
Dude.
You know, you really couldn't have fucked that tweet up very much because of how little words there are, but he found a way to screw it up.
This was the exact tweet. He said,
oh, gosh.
In the Richie Sox side. He said,
he's got socks in
the
game.
I can get used to seeing this White Sox team. They're not fucking around. Playing like this in a real game is the way to go. I'm excited to see what this group can do, and I'm glad to see them out to this early lead, 1-0.
In an exhibition game.
He tweeted out an early lead. 1-0 in a baseball game.
You know how many times baseball teams have been up 1-0
after like
bottom
one
of the inning and have
now,
lost?
Granted,
it's probably like 50%.
They hit a grand slam and make it 5-0, and the Cubs left the field.
The Cubs just quit.
That's what I'm seeing on Twitter. I'm not watching it, but if that is true, that's also pretty pathetic.
That's ridiculous. But it's an exhibition game. Like, people need a calm. Okay, like, I'm glad for him in the sense of, like, he's obviously a White Sox fan. They have been bad for the last decade. They have some, you know, potential players that have some potential here in the future. But it's like, come on, man. Like, it's an exhibition game. You got to calm down.
Well,
like, seriously.
The Cubs are probably just like, oh, we'll just warm up. And the White Sox are like, full speed.
Yeah, dude, we're fucking amazing. Look at 100%. Us out here. 100%. Let's go.
This is where we leave our legacy. Is this exhibition game?
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot season, about their team first three games against us. Yeah, you're playing a good ball team against us.
Yes.
The Cubs, they weren't even a playoff team this year, and now you're going to face a team that has 101 wins last year, broke the all-time record home runs, and added Josh Donaldson.
The White Sox did make some interesting moves, but none of it's been validated yet.
I mean, you got Dallas Keuchel. Who knows what that's going to happen? And Carcion, he's a twin killer. That one scares me. But, I mean, other than that, you got a bunch of young dudes who have never proven that they can play in
solid,
the
experienced players like on the Twins. Like, it's going to be interesting. I think, the White Sox are going to be good maybe in a few years, but it's like, come on, man, like – What are you doing? Like, that overexcitement there needs to just stay off Twitter. Like, just keep that to yourself. That just looks stupid.
Wait till a few games of the season start.
I know.
We made a hype video, but you don't hear me bragging about how we beat ourselves in a scrimmage.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
You don't hear me going, wow. You see Eddie's home run? Holy Christ, dude. He's on fire, man.
Or Miguel Sano.
He's about to break the record.
He hit the top of the Budweiser Tower in left field or whatever. Like, oh, man, he's going to be the best guy.
500-foot bombs all year.
500-foot bombs because he hit it in his scrimmage.
That's like football fans, like Vikings fans especially, no offense, guys, getting pumped about going 4-0 in the preseason.
Oh, yeah, and that's every season. it's every season they're 4-0.
And then everyone's like, guys, this may be the year. And then you get hit with like a 9-7 bomb.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's going to be the White Sox.
I could totally see like the White Sox. I mean, just having another down year, and obviously 500. Coming back 500, I mean, and then the fans are like, we'll get them next year. Well, you just said this was the 1927 Yankees. We've seen shit like that.
No,
they were
bitching about their over.
You don't throw comments.
You don't do that in an exhibition.
Game.
Dude, come on, man.
They're acting like they're going to win the World Series. I mean, I really don't get it either because it's like you guys won 72 games last year.
Yeah. But Twins had
Where are you picking up those 30 wins?
Yeah. You could go on Twitter. There's going to be no one. No one's going to be going on there. I mean, we played the exhibition against the Cubs on Wednesday. I highly doubt you'll maybe find one or two maybe delusional Twins fans. We're killing the Cubs right now.
You'll find some.
Every team's got them. But the amount that we were seeing on Twitter for White Sox, it was like
that's all the White Sox.
It was just crazy, man.
It's all Chicago fans in general.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They just think they're so
Bears fans.
Blackhawks fans. Oh, my
gosh. You could go into a whole different tangent on that.
I saw someone on Twitter trying to, like, shit on Kirk Cousins, and then he starts defending Trubisky. It's like, how many brain cells are you missing?
Patrick Mahomes went 10th in that draft, everybody.
You passed him up. That shows how idiotic
you
are.
Super Bowl MVP,
Patrick commented on that TikTok. Someone made a TikTok where they did the duet screen. They showed Kirk Cousins throwing, and they're like, do the Kirk Cousins drill, and then there was Kirk, like one of the sides of the screen was Kirk Cousins throwing, but you couldn't see who he was throwing to. And then on the other side, it was someone doing a duet, and a ball was thrown over his head. And
that's
said,
Josh
that,
Allen.
Do the Kirk Cousins. Someone's
that's
like,
Josh Allen.
People were literally shitting on this post, dude. Like, Kirk Cousins,
Allen.
Have you seen his stats? He's one of the most accurate quarterbacks. I mean, you could go into like about how much of like he chokes and shit. I mean, his stats show he's a.
I'm guessing
the average accurate quarterback.
I'm guessing
like,
that guy doesn't follow NFL memes on Instagram because that's a Josh Allen thing.
Yeah,
and
that's
he does.
Mitch Trubisky.
Trubisky too.
Trubisky.
Trubisky tries to
same
run
way.
And then throws it a million yards out of bounds.
Josh Allen has 90
Allen
throw power on Madden. Yeah.
He actually overthrows people like a lot.
A lot. Yeah. He's I don't know how many times I've had to say it. He is the worst deep passer in the NFL, and it's not close.
He's got a great arm, but that doesn't
and then
help
you'll hear,
when
that,
you overthrow
you won't
people.
Win.
His receivers just aren't fast enough, guys. Yeah. I mean, that's all. I mean, seriously. I mean, Diggs, he should be getting
I mean,
all
maybe
those.
If you wanna, maybe if you want to catch Josh Allen's pass, you're going to have to climb a few rows up in the bleachers.
You're going to have to run a four flat. Four flat.
Three
40.
And a half.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Three and a half might be getting you to him.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you might have to be 15 actually
yards
might
past
be able to
every
dive.
Receiver. It's ridiculous.
Diggs is going to be pissed by the end of that season and just be and be bitching and want to get out of Buffalo. I think that was a downgrade for him, to be
it
honest
was.
With you.
That's
big
why
downgrade.
We traded him there.
Yeah.
That's why
it's
we
like, whatever, let's get rid of this guy, high attitude, whatever. Going back to baseball quick, who do you guys think will hit the first home run for the Twins? And it will happen on Friday, obviously.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, Zuchu start. What do
you know, I think our first home run is going to be hit by the Max Kepler. I don't know. I think Giolito's a lefty, and
damn
I think
it.
Kepler will be hitting around 6 or 7. He's not going to lead off against a lefty. So I think that'll get him, he'll get him 3 at-bats, and I think Kepler's going to do it.
Okay.
So my original guess – the obvious Twins fan would pick Cruz or Sano, but I just like going underdog type guess.
Yeah.
Maybe like Eddie Rosario.
Yeah,
that's I don't even know if they'll be underdog.
No, I wouldn't even consider that underdog. No, I would consider I would consider him not. Yeah, I guess you could pick anyway.
I know who I'm going with. We have Josh Donaldson now.
Maybe he'll do it.
It is insane.
I couldn't even begin to.
I mean, seriously, there is no way to look at it. That guy right there.
Yeah, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you can't even vote anyone.
Well, I know somebody that's going to hit one. Byron Buxton. No, he's not even set the play, is he?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it was a sprained ankle.
They're going to amputate his leg. He's going to hold that. He's a baseball bat.
Honestly, I think this might be a little underdog. I think Mitch Garver. It's the first homer.
And that's possible.
But the thing
is, he's not even the favorite option, but there's a very good chance he does.
This lineup is going to be fun.
But I know some people are going to be like, dude, what about Miguel Sano or Nelson Cruz? Well, let's give some of the other people.
Those are the obvious choices.
Obvious. Let's see what happens. I'm very excited to see Josh Donaldson. But
how nice does that sound in the middle of the lineup? Miguel Sano, Donaldson. Nelson Cruz, Josh Donaldson.
That's such a
Eddie
big
Rosario,
name,
I'm Max
so glad
Kepler,
they we actually like, went for
actually,
a player like that.
We were talking about running a Twitter poll, and now I'm thinking Twitter only gives you like five options. We're going to get ripped on by not including the whole entire lineup.
Yeah, I know. Dude, we're going to get ripped. It's going to be a St. Cloud Gate again.
St. Cloud Gate.
They're going to come back fuckers. Oh, these guys fucking suck at polls. Don't fucking do. Of course they left out Sano or blah, blah, blah.
Of course they left out the whole pitching stuff.
And they're going to bring up the whole St. Cloud bullshit, Polgate shit, whatever.
Hey,
ooh, that'd
once
be a fun
again,
one. Who gives up the first homer for the Twins? Which pitcher does?
True. That would be I really like Trevor May.
Trevor May?
I've always had
I've got to pull out the pitches I totally forgot.
I really enjoy ripping on Trevor May because he's really good at gaming. And I'm like, and every time Trevor May has like a like slightly Trevor below May, like really good game, people are like, you're playing too much Fortnite, man. You need to get in the bullpen. Time. He's like, bro, I'm at the field 50 hours a week. I don't play baseball 24 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, that gets into earlier. I told a story when I had Andrew Wiggins on Snapchat, and this is hilarious. I had sent him a chat one day because he posted a story that he was like on a beach or something driving his car, and I was like, get the fuck in the gym. Like,
dude,
stop
you need
fucking
to get
around.
Better.
And I'm like, this guy, you shot fucking 28% from three last year. Let's go, buddy. You're number one overall pick. And he actually opened it. And
doesn't
he just left you on ghost.
As soon as I saw he opened it, I was like, oh, fuck it. I think that's even him to open that thing.
I think it's even funnier that he didn't respond.
I know, he just opened it.
He
like,
actually opened it. Some random person.
I could actually see him opening it and just being like,
"What the fuck?
You shot your shot, and he just left you on ghost."
He was just like,
"I get to see my
plug in my computer
man.
Real quick."
Well, I'm actually hoping he read it and motivated him to get in the gym, but obviously it didn't help. But
it,
I mean,
and when was this? When was this?
It was a couple years ago. This is back like
when he was on the Wolves. So he
was like his after his third season when he was like not growing as a player, and I'm just like, dude, are you like not working on your game in the offseason?
Yeah.
The first year, rookie of the year, everyone's saying, oh, this guy's going to be the next big name in the NBA, and it just never happened for
just
us.
One of the most frustrating players to watch because people, like, the biggest, huge contract, huge NBA contract, as if he was, like, this all-star player, he just seemed like he was so lethargic on the court and didn't do shit.
That's the best part about it. Glenn Taylor brought this man into an office and said, hey, are you going to work hard? And he said, yeah. And he's like, okay, let's write you a check, 145.
He did not work hard.
No.
They literally asked him, like, are you going to work hard? He's like, yeah, I'll work hard. And he just never worked hard. And it's like, okay, here's, what was it, $35 million a year he got paid? Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Like, I'm sorry. Like, maybe they're getting better now. Maybe the front office. But the front office of the Timberwolves and their whole franchise has just been delusional on things they make. In one of my classes, I think it was our freshman year at the U, we had the vice president come in, and it was like right when they drafted Wiggins, I think it was like in his first year, he's like, this guy's going to be really something special. You guys will be seeing him potentially bringing up a trophy, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, whoa. And there are Timberwolves fans that are those diehards that are buying into it. And like, dude, this is why I was so like pessimistic about the D'Lo thing. Cause I'm like, let's see what happens before we start freaking out here, even though he's good. But it's like the Timberwolves, the front office is just delusional. They're in a whole other space area. I don't know. They're in fucking Mars for all we know. Like they're just off. But to move on from Timberwolves talk, we can bash the Timberwolves all we want.
Yeah,
but make sure you watch.
We'll save that for when the NBA comes back. Even though the Wolves were not allowed to play.
The Timberwolves.
Yeah, the Timberwolves aren't fucking playing.
I mean, they're making their effort to try. They're trying to get the A team bubble put up somewhere to get some games in. But the NBA's like, why in the world would we? Do
I feel
that?
Like no, the Timberwolves would even lose to the winners of the TBT.
Yeah, no, they probably would. Seriously, it's not a joke. in Minnesota here. But moving on to golf, the 3M Open is going to be in – that's in Blaine, Minnesota.
It's at TPC Blaine.
Yes, TPC. Up in Blaine. There's no fans, obviously, but, I mean, would someone – do people want to actually be there and be in front of DeChambeau? Actually, be watching
oh
that
God.
Guy.
Watch him.
I don't.
Well,
think
actually, I probably I, no, would. I would actually like to see
I
that. Shit
I mean,
show.
I'd like to see how hard yeah. that man swings in yeah. person. Because yeah. watching him, it's actually ridiculous that a man can yeah. swing that hard and put it that straight almost every time. It's actually kind of sickening to watch.
I like to see him have another 10. Like Jack, you wrote a blog about it this weekend about his 10.
Yeah,
it was
so,
ridiculous.
So yeah, Memorial Round 2 Friday. Bryson DeChambeau douchebag, otherwise known as Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau, bro.
The Einstein of golf, the yep. master of physics. Yeah, that guy. Stupid hat.
Yeah.
he hits a ball out of bounds, and there's a fence, right? Because it's yep. like a residential mm-hmm. area, and he's very obviously under the fence, which is marked as out of bounds. So yep. he looks at it, sees it's under the fence, and says to himself, as smart of a guy as he is, he's supposed to be so smart, that's in bounds. So guess what mm-hmm. he does? He calls over a rules official. Rules yep. official uses his eyes. Even if he had 10 out of 20 vision, he could see that it's under the fence.
Yep.
He'd said, yep, that's under the fence. So you want to know what Bryson does next?
Yep.
He calls in another
He's
rules
like, I
official.
Want a second ruling.
He says, nope, I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I need a second ruling. So guess what? They call in another guy who's probably like, why am I even here? Guess what that guy says? That's out of bounds. And Bryson mm-hmm. just loses it. It's like, dude, the ball is you're supposed to be smart, and you see the ball is under the fence.
Yeah.
And then he just throws a pissy fit. And, you know, last week he was saying the press is after him, and because they're filming him so much. No, dude, that when you're good at golf, there's a lot of cameras on you.
Yep.
He there's this conspiracy he thinks that, like, the press is after him or something.
Hey, yeah, Bryson, dude. When you're in a featured group on PGA Tour Live, mm-hmm. they're probably going to follow you around the course
in
all
the middle
day, buddy.
Of a pandemic,
I mean,
when there are no fans there,
let's be real, buddy. You're
no,
probably
no
the number.
To
you're a top 10 golfer in the world right now, and you're doing things that nobody's seen done on tour. You know, hitting the ball 375 yards. People are going to want to watch you.
It's
the
like,
fact
it's
that
like,
you're not going to like accept the fact that people are going to watch you, and you're going to act like fucking Jon Rahm did on whatever hole
yeah,
that was,
right.
slamming
he
his club.
Pissy fit. He's up seven strokes,
buddy. I mean, imagine if you'd have known he got that penalty on 16 when he chipped in. He had to learn after, and the fucking guy was like, oh, well, I didn't see the ball move. Like, okay.
Yeah, right.
And going back on Bryson being pissed about the cameras, it's like, when you were, like, really young on tour and, like, no one was watching you, mm-hmm. weren't you like, God, I wish the crowd would follow me and the camera would follow me? And now you're there. You're that guy you want to be. You're one of the top players in the world. And you get pissed that the camera's following
you?
And
those, my friend, are people we consider or call pricks.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, these golfers just
it's 50% of the tour.
It's like, dude, you're on a platform. I know, like, you want to play well. You can get frustrated. But when you have people following you because you're on that stage of playing golf,
right.
like you're making a living off of it, you should at least appreciate that. Come
making
on,
a
man.
Living. You could finish 50th and you're bringing home
I know,
30
dude.
Grand.
Stop
Are
getting pissed
serious?
About
it's,
that
it's,
shit.
It's like LeBron getting pissed that they're putting the camera on him while he's on the bench.
It's like, dude,
when you're that good, no one even cares. Even if you're not hitting, they're going to be filming you.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's like, I know that, dude, you're playing, you're getting paid to do what you love. That's minute. To
getting
all your problems
big,
are.
Yeah.
You're getting paid
you
huge.
You're
getting
famous,
paid bigly. Bigly.
Famous. You're getting all the bitches.
You're getting all the bitches.
You're on TV.
Yeah, dude.
Your life's great.
You're on TV.
And you can
the camera's
golf
on
good.
Me.
For and God's sakes, there's a lot of people who want to go out there and shoot 100, and these guys are out there shooting fucking 60 sixes.
And slamming your club because
you
took one bogey.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I went out golfing today, and I bogeyed, I think, 16 out of my 18 holes. I mean, that's the shit that happens.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, golf is a hard sport.
It's one of
you're
the
hitting,
most frustrating sports,
one-inch
ball.
Dude,
into it's one of the most frustrating sports.
Dude, you just want to go out on the golf course and smoke, dude?
Dude, you just want to go on the golf course and smoke, bro?
I got to imagine these guys getting into getting off Memorial, though, getting off the Muirfield, whatever it's called over there, Jack's house.
Yeah.
That course was actually miserable looking at it.
Yeah, that didn't
look fun. The
roughs
were like 3
well,
inches
and,
long, and their
feet
aren't even showing.
And I love how people were freaking out that, like, Brooks Koepka threw in a hammer. It's like, is that the first time you've seen him chew?
Oh, my God. He's only threw in a hammer.
Guy, you can see the fucking tin in his back pocket.
Oh, yeah.
How have you not noticed that?
Like, he threw in a hammer and snapped. Five or six holes he birdied after that. That man was relaxed.
Don't judge his methods.
Come on, dude.
Just about 75% of baseball players throw in massive dips, and we're not judging them.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
Brooks Koepka throws in one. Brooks Koepka throws in one chew, and the Twitter loses its mind.
I think it's a slower sport like baseball. It makes sense to do it. And I've actually, when I've done it on the golf course and I feel frustrated, I put in a two, and I kind of feel a little more relaxed. I'm like, no shit, I like this Brooke Koepka guy. Kind of like, I kind of felt like he was like, oh, this guy comes off kind of cocky, but then I chewed on the golf course. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, this guy, you know what? He's got it right. You know, whatever. He can be cocky. Whatever. He's a good golfer.
I do feel like the PGA missed out on an opportunity not pairing Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau together.
Oh, my gosh.
Hate each other.
I can see that, too. Koepka called out DeChambeau for doing,
playing too slow.
Doing steroids on Twitter last week.
Ooh,
really?
And the PGA Tour still didn't put him in a group together. Like, come on. That is in a pandemic right now where – you might not, you know, golf has never been a sport where a lot of people are, like, tuning into.
That gets the viewers.
Right. That right there.
That reels
you
in the ratings,
Twitter,
bro.
You have a Twitter fight between two. DeChambeau, obviously, ignored
DeChambeau,
him.
DeChambeau, bro.
But Koepka, I mean, he let him have it. He's like, I don't know, this looks kind of fishy. I think this guy's something.
DeChambeau.
DeChambeau.
Reverse engineered the Twitter algorithm to make Brooks Koepka's tweet not blow up. So that's why the people didn't want to see that, because not a lot of people saw it on Twitter.
There's a lot of shit going on in the background.
Bryson rearranged some of the code on the Twitter app.
Yeah,
he literally went back and like hacked it, or like he took time. Like, I have a fucking friend at Twitter. I'm gonna call his ass up.
Yeah, one of my friends from college who used to do physics with me while we jerked each other off.
Well, we drank shotgun beers and fucking had parties, blah, 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 and whatever. I go back quick to the 3M Open, though. Who are some of the big golfers coming
in
this weekend?
There's not a lot of, like, huge names here. I think Dustin Johnson's going to be there. Brooks Koepka, who we were just talking
returning
about.
Returning champion, Matthew Wolf.
Yep, Matthew
Wolf.
I'm steering away from
him. It was fun.
FYI and DFS, Daily Fantasy. Some golfers I like this week, Harris English. He actually had COVID, so he's been playing a lot by himself. So not a lot of people have been seeing him, but he's been putting up a lot of solid rounds. And after, I think he finished top 15 at the Memorial this week. A little easier course. I think he'll do well. Doc Redman, he's been up in the top 15 a lot since coming back.
Nice.
And then you got Max Homa. I got those three.
Those would be my three underdogs.
Right, because this tournament, not a lot of big names in it. And those guys are actually, they're up and comers, and I think they're going to have
to
utilize
this tournament. You have the PGA Championship in 2 weeks. And
right, so they're taking their breaks. You know,
last year, a lot of people took breaks to just practice during that time.
Yep. And a Tiger was back
last week.
Yeah, he made the cut. It's all that matters. He made the cut.
And there was some idiot on the PGA Tour Live. I don't know if a lot of you guys watch it, but it's actually embarrassing, some of these announcers. They were saying there's not even half the golfers of golf that day, and they were like, well, Tiger's got a hole out here to make the cut. Yeah. He's got a hole out here to make the cut, and Tiger
almost teed off at 7 in the morning.
Tiger almost does it, and they're
there's like, a field of golfers.
Fantastic effort. He taps in for his par or whatever.
Bryson DeChambeau made a 10 that day.
I'm like, what is going on? And he makes the cut, too. The cut drops two more spots. I'm like, look at these idiots.
Stop saying that shit. He's got a hole out here. Scaring all the Tiger fans.
I feel like a lot of people are – a lot of those announcers just kind of drool over the, not necessarily just how good Tiger Woods are, but they're just obsessed with Tiger Woods. They got to talk about him, whether he's making the cut or not. Yeah. That's all he talks about. Yep. But I think we'll move away from golf here. I think we've been hitting on this, though, the last few weeks, as we have to, because Alex is a complete Bubba, our very own Bubba, CEO Bubba,
is a
complete idiot. He's a con man. He does what he calls bits for followers.
He manipulates people.
So we started with what we call hashtag Mannygate, where obviously, to review again, if you haven't heard, he ran a contest on his Twitter a little over a month ago where he said, if you like and retweet this, you could be in a drawing or running to, I'll choose one random person who does that to go to Manny's Steakhouse, or two people. Mm-hmm. He said he was strapped with cash, whatever. That was the end of May. He announced the winners at the beginning of June and still hasn't taken those people out.
Nope.
Done nothing. He said he claims he still is. And then just this past week, last week in his food challenge, he failed miserably again.
1-6.
I'm blanking. It was the sliders from White Castle. He had to eat 30 sliders of White Castle in 45 minutes, and he got to like 23, 24, or 25 and a half. I don't know. He failed, and he said though on Twitter, he posted it all over the place that day where he says, "If I fail this challenge, I'm gonna get fucking tasered." And he showed the taser, and now he's going off on Twitter as of today, on Monday, saying it's just a bit. I'm not getting fucking tased. He sent me text just before the rundown.
I know we rip on Bubba a lot, but let's break this down without even being mean. Let's just break it down by the facts.
By the facts. You
can't just blatantly lie and try to gain, like, clout from it.
Yeah.
And then just not follow through. Yeah. Like, if you say you're going to do something on social media, if you're going to do a giveaway, You can't just say that, get all the followers, get all the likes, and be like, I'm just not going to give it away. Like, shout out, I just got free
stuff.
Yeah,
whatever, I don't care.
That's just, and even if people don't find out, that's just morally fucked up.
he's taking advantage of people, and like the you know, behind, like, when he says he wants to taser people or bringing a Manny Sigel, that's like good content or like a good thing that people can get
on
to. Like, oh, this is this guy's cool.
We run
cool
promotions
or
on our Instagram, and Twitter for free
but
shit all the time.
With it.
But we send people the stuff.
Yeah.
If you're gonna try to, you know, get outreach through through contests, that's cool. That's a pretty traditional marketing method, but that doesn't mean you can't just not do it.
I know
this guy Bubba. Okay, first off, every week going into a food challenge, it's always 100%. Certainty that this man's going to finish. Every week we ask him, hey, Bubba, you going to win this week? Well, of course I'm going to win. All right. Well, it's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to do it. And then it's another thing when you go after one of the greatest eaters of all time on Twitter
Joey
all the time Justnut. Saying about
was,
how good
yeah.
it is. And then it's a bit, and then you don't win. It gets tiring, Bubba. And you got to follow through with some of the shit you're saying here. I mean, these guys are probably excited to go meet the one and only Bubba, go out to a nice
Manny
restaurant,
Steakhouse.
And you're so flush with cash,
and the rest
and
of the people were
happening.
Excited to see him get tased.
I still want to see him tased. We're still going to push for that.
We need to.
So I text him because I'm like, I thought I saw it on Twitter that it was just a bit. And I text him like, dude, what the hell? Like, are you going to get tased or what? He's like, I don't care. I'm not tasing myself, and I'm not getting tased. I don't care how it looks. And if you have a problem with it, go fuck yourself.
That's
I don't
a great
care. Fire
that's,
me.
That's a great solution.
Yeah, it's a great solution. Just start cussing at people.
Here's
for
how
being
I'm gonna,
accountable.
Here's how I'm going to defend myself lying to people. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's like the White Sox when they do
bad this
year.
I'm sorry, but Bubba, if
you owe
yourself.
That person
if,
$1 million, go this, fuck yourself.
If this was a court of law, you'd be found guilty.
Yeah, you'd be totally found guilty. 100%. Like, if someone was like, are you accountable? Did you tell these two individuals that you take them out to Manny's Steakhouse and pay for it? Yes. Well, are you going to, or like, or no, it was a bit. But it's on Twitter. We have it documented. You chose those two people. You messaged them. It was a bit. It was a joke. Blah, 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 blah. No, you'd be found guilty for whatever, dude.
I say we just tase him. I think next time he shows up.
We might just have to tase
we
him.
We just hide right there.
In the office.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he walks right in the door and just get him right in the back of the shoulder.
Yep.
Just
yeah.
tase his
yeah,
ass.
That's a possible solution.
You can't say that shit and not do it.
I know.
You can't.
You can't. It's like, what do you... He thinks this is a joke. Like, if he's saying this to himself in the mirror at home, well,
yeah.
whatever. It's,
then
another
it's a joke. Yeah.
We're putting it on Twitter.
Or even, like, offline, like, with just, the, like, our friend
us?
Group. Like,
yes.
The 10,000 things chat.
I mean, we can give
like,
him shit.
We can give him shit. I can handle that. But when you do it to out
in
other
the public,
people.
Putting in the
it
public,
on Twitter to the
in
followers.
In one of his bits that we, you know, present to the people. And then now you're not going to do what you said you're going to do?
Yes.
Come on, man.
It makes the 10K brand look like a bunch of liars.
Yes.
And we're not.
But
we're
not.
Through
we're calling
we
him out. We're going in depth into every situation here. But I'm going to say one more thing here is that, yeah, he uses that to bring in people to watch the stream.
Mm-hmm.
And they watch it. They lose. He loses, essentially. And these people are probably like disappointed because they want to see him do it. At least you got to do is tase yourself now, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just
you got to make it worthwhile for these people.
I get maybe the Manny Gate thing. Like maybe, you know, times are tough for people and that's
who
expensive.
Knows
if Manny's
doing
maybe he overdid himself there.
Yep.
Yeah. But the taser thing is free. Like if you
that's
know someone
ridiculous.
With a taser, you just have to do it.
And the thing
and
is he has
posted
a
video with
a taser. He
yeah,
has a taser.
Yeah, where's
it's that?
Like,
why is
that
not
go out and buy
no, when he was here, he was like, oh, I forgot it.
It was
didn't
bullshit.
He say he forgot it when he finished
now
the challenge?
Now he probably can't
find
it.
It's bullshit because that day
taser
he
game.
Filmed with the
taser
and then
game.
He shows
yep.
up without the taser.
Oh, yeah,
he
but
forgot
you forgot it.
It.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, that's
on.
Bullshit. I told him, like, that is bullshit. And he's like, gets all pissed off. And not to mention, like, he kind of left a mess. He was, like, dripping, like, kind of, like, shitty spit up in his cup and he was, like, spilling it in the hall.
All over our carpet.
Yeah, and we're like, dude,
he was trying to cheat.
Like, it's a pebble. I'm like,
he was trying to cheat straight up. He was dipping his sandwiches into the fucking
brisk.
And letting it deteriorate so much
yes.
that what he was
it would
pulling
all get
out
on the bottom.
Was like half
it,
of what
yes,
it was.
It was falling out into the drink. That was a dumb move, though. This guy was 1-6 in food challenges. He could be 5-1 if he just would have strategized a little better.
And honestly, all he had to do is every single time he got to a spot, and every single time he got to a spot where he was so, like, he's about 3/4 the way there. All he had to do was keep going instead of sitting here and, like, drinking a bunch of water. Keep eating.
Yeah.
Why are you letting your stomach just sit?
Mm-hmm.
And he just never learned. It's sad, really.
Never learned, unfortunately.
Never
I think
learned.
He's done. I think it's. I feel a little hot right now. You know what's approaching? The burning question of the week.
The burning question of the week.
Oh,
this
gosh.
This is a new
bit. This is a new bit.
Oh,
we're
going
to see how it works. We're just going to kind of bring up, like, the big question that we think we can talk about here briefly. But the big thing that we're talking about, you can see on the picture on the screen there, if you're watching, is us shotgunning beers at a, at the, I think it was the Nebraska tailgate.
15 degrees.
It was 15 degrees. It was miserable.
The Gophers,
but it was
killed
fun.
Nebraska.
We did kill Nebraska.
That was great to see. That's
but
true.
The tailgating atmosphere was fun. We did it at Penn State. We interviewed fans. It was a fun, drunken time. And now I just kind of realized yesterday, I wrote a small blog on it on our website at 10,000takesmn.com if you want to go check it out. But we're only 6 weeks away from the college football season.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard anything really about fans. If I had to make a guess, fans are probably not going to be allowed in or whatever. But are we going to be able to at least go tailgating? Are we going to be able to go tailgating like on campus, maybe on some of the lots? I mean, we can obviously do like some home gating or whatever, or do shit here at the office.
There
but
you, there you go, prior leg tailgating.
I think thinking back to it, it's going to be the same conversation we had with going to games, right? We're like, why can't people just sit every four seats away?
Yeah,
this is going to bring in so many people that they're not going to be able to keep us apart.
It might be worse than just letting go in the
seats. I guarantee it doesn't happen.
No, I really don't see it happening.
It's not
even
feasible.
Though. I mean, what have we heard anything else about, like, the Rockies said they're going to hold their games at, you know, they're going to let 14,000 people in, but I don't know if someone shot it down.
How do you manage
how,
that?
I don't know.
And that's
how do you
thing.
Keep drunk
if they
people
can
six,
do it?
14,000 drunk people 6 feet apart.
And this is how all pro sports think. If they can do it, every other team in the league is going to be like, well, we want to do it.
Exactly.
Like New York or Florida, where it's like, dude, you feasibly can't fucking do that.
No.
But, you know, Colorado's doing it.
Be
so,
the same story. I mean, at least with, like, bars and restaurants, there's a gatekeeper who can, who can, you know, let
at
in a
one
certain
door.
But with tailgating,
door.
You can't just, like, guard the door.
Yeah.
Well, it's a parking lot.
Yeah. I will say they could open. I mean, see, like, there's specific lots. Like, the one thing I'll say is, like, the lot that, you know, that we've tailgated at in St. Paul on the State Fair campus is regulated. There are fences around it.
Yep.
You have to go on a gate. You have to go on a gate. You have to pay for it. So they could manage it, but then again, they also have to tie it. But then beyond that, they can't prevent a lot of people just from grouping up together, you know, being right next to each other in terms of cars. And I know the stadiums around TCF are very, you know, very regulated and secure. So they could do something there, but it's just the matter of would they be able to control people from intermingling and all that stuff. And I think that that's what the issue would be. But it still would be cool if they allowed some sort of on-campus game day aspect to it if you can't go to the games. Because people know me. I'm one of the biggest Gopher fans of all time. I'm one of the biggest Gopher fans to ever do it until I'm not. Actually, that part of the phrase might never apply, actually, until
well,
I'm not.
Well,
I always
like,
am.
What happens when you get too fucked up at the game and you pass out in a women's bathroom? Because that could happen.
That could happen. That didn't happen at the U of M yet.
True.
It could happen. But I feel like that very well could have happened if we would have beat Wisconsin because I'd have been too happy. I didn't really feel urged to drink after that loss.
Yeah. That's a good thing that game was over very early.
So you kind of
gave me PTSD from the NFC title game when the Vikings went straight down the field, scored the first touchdown of the game. Everyone thought we were going to the Super Bowl, and then 38-7. So
38-7.
I mean, exact same game, really.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it's just an interesting conversation.
I got a question back.
Yep. Okay.
If it meant not tailgating this year.
Yes.
But we could get fans in stadiums as early as next spring.
Worth it.
I would give up tailgating in a heartbeat, in my opinion. I'd rather be inside of it. I want to go back and watch some games, man. When sports coming back, that's one of my favorite things, go down to Target Field.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I think maybe going to a bar where there's socially distancing and maybe an outdoor bar and having a mask.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can play the regulation game, but nothing like tailgating was.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, too many people, too close proximity, not enough resources to manage something like that.
It's just be smart about it. You want people in stands, you got to be smart about it.
Probably,
it's not like jump into something that it doesn't. Is it really going to make it that much better if we can go get hammered outside of a game?
If we can't even go watch the game, everybody's going to be going around to try to find a spot to watch it.
Like, but there are people who just literally go to the lots and don't go to the games.
Oh, no. Oh,
but yeah,
I get there.
But the thing is, that's like me, like
sports fans.
Me and my dad have had pretty much season tickets since TCF Bank Stadium opened in 2009, and we always get used to tailgating and then going to the stadium. It's like the ritual.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to have withdrawals, man, because I've only missed one or two home Gopher football games since the stadium opened in 2009. So it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
But
and think about fans who are in their 60s who have been doing this for
I know.
30,
there are all those
years straight.
People that have 50
Gopher
plus
football
season tickets.
Just popped in my head. You guys see the 2021 schedule, who we opened with?
Oh, like the next year.
Ohio State is our first game.
Ooh,
we're doing the first week Big Ten conference bid.
Yes, we are. We're gonna open up with the hardest team. And I kind of like it.
I like that because that might be a year or two where we really blow open.
Dude, that might be with that 2021 class coming in.
Yes,
that's gonna be when all those young freshmen coming in.
We're really double down on that year.
Double down.
I mean, dude, that's going to – I'm excited now. When's the last time we played Ohio State?
Especially, let alone the first game of the year. You already have to wait all year for that Big Ten championship.
Right away.
Oh, yeah, and that could be a preview. Who knows? It could easily be a preview late season.
If we can make it to that.
I just thought that was cool, you know.
Playoff four. No, that's cool. I forgot about that. I remember seeing that, but I'm like, oh, it's a few years away.
I had just seen it the other day. Someone had tweeted it, and I was like, cool.
Then that's that big recruiting class year. I'm pumped for that year, 2021.
That's going to be nationally televised, too. Who knows? Oh. It might even be one of the kickoff games for college
football. I think it would be. Because it's on a Thursday, so it could be one of the It would be the premier game because a lot of times they open up the season against small teams.
I bet they're banking on the Gophers being good again because I just don't see them not being good.
No.
Especially that recruiting class. Even Bateman, Morgan, Autumn Bell,
Even if they have a slightly down year this year, they'll just pop back up that season again.
Shit, they're only going to play nine games, aren't they?
Well,
I don't think they're going to have a down year. A down year for this Gopher team would be like three losses out of
nine
games.
Shit, I was just going to say six and three.
That was basically last year.
6-3 would be a down year for them, in my opinion, especially with the schedule.
Well, I guess they're going to maybe thinking about moving it to like 10 maybe and adding one more conference game.
I wonder who would we get.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting.
I wonder if they'd throw Ohio State against us this year again to do a little – preview to bring that. It. Preview to week one.
But Penn State, bring it.
Yeah, bring it Penn State again. Yeah, but just like the tailgating and fans saying, we'll have to wait and see in the coming weeks what they're going to do with the schedule. But, yeah, I'm excited
for
that.
6 weeks.
That 2021 season, that's going to be big. Gopher football, something to look forward to. Row the boat, Skymaga Gophers. Well, I think they'll wrap up another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. Of course, guys, make sure if you want to check us out on Twitter, check us out at 10,000takesmn, Instagram at 10,000takes. Also, you can find us on Facebook at 10,000takes, YouTube 10,000takes. And if you want to check out all of our excellently well-expert-written blogs, go on www.10,000takesmn.com. Do you guys have any final thoughts?
Hey, if you're here from TikTok, we're the hottest new
TikTok thing
on TikTok.
Yeah, we are.
So. All over the fucking globe.
TikTok.
10K takes.
10K takes.
Well, there's also 10K outdoors, which is also growing massively.
That's part of our brand. So yep.
Head on over there.
We're hitting TikTok by storm, man.
It's 13-year-old girls dancing and getting 10 million views, and then us shotgunning beers at the
on the golf course.
Yeah, on the golf course.
And ripping on people. So it's you got to kind of weigh the difference there. Like 13-year-old girls doing weird, stupid dances or us.
Yeah.
Who's
I have
cooler?
One final thought. I actually can't wait to watch the Twins sweep the White Sox this weekend.
Yeah,
it's going to be some of the best.
Monitor Twitter this weekend, folks. We'll see you there,
White Sox fuckers.
White Sox fuckers.
Yeah, y'all are not as good as you.
Sox side, whatever his name is.
You guys are not as good as you all think you are going to be.
Come on.
And that's just back. So.
At least not this year, guys. Let's
calm it. Let's all calm down.
Calm down.
Just dial that shit back.
Dial it the fuck back.
Play one exhibition game against the Cubs.
Yeah, let's just calm down. All right, well, guys, I think that'll wrap it up. For all you listening, I am the wonderful journalist Jake, greatest journalist to ever do it until I'm not. I was joined by Boss Man.
Greatest CEO to ever do it except for when he's not.
And then Zooch, the greatest.
Merch designer.
He's the merch guy.
He's the merch guy until you're not.
He isn't.
But you've been pretty good so far, so I don't know if there hasn't been a until I'm not factor yet. But we'll see.
We're going to keep it up here.
I've actually heard that Kylie Jenner is thinking about taking her talents to 10,000 takes to design some jewelry for
us. That'd be badass. We could have a jewelry line, 10K jewelry line with some rings, engagement rings.
Yep.
We're just going to have a ring that says I'm so done with this shit.
Just a quick $80 billion cash investment in 10,000 takes.
Could you imagine if we had that money to just throw it out like that?
Just burn all of it on liquor. Mr. Leahy driving around in the car with all the booze.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. That's what we would do, too, which is sad, but awesome.
Fill up the back of the truck with some water.
She'd be like, all right, you guys bought some alcohol for a party. Like, I get it. What'd you do with the rest? Like, no, we bought 30 liquor distribution companies. Like,
yeah,
we have liquor. We have liquor. We would die and get reincarnated, and that guy's got liquor, too.
Yes. we have liquor that we're putting in our will, ma'am.
Bury me with just all Fireball.
Yeah, I don't want Grandpa's money. I want the Fireball.
Dig a hole 6 feet down, put my body in it, and then fill the rest up with Fireball.
Exactly. Right, that's it. That's all you need.
Soak it up.
Burn me in Fireball. Well, guys, I think that
I think that'll
wrap things up, guys. Make sure to just check us out on all social media. Just listed it. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
See you guys.
See you.